Tlaleng, that's a suitably, I think, sobering note to end on. It's also one full of dignity for the people that we serve. That's something that we will not forget. A warm thank you to all of my distinguished panelists, certainly on this panel. It's really been a pleasure to listen to you, to have this exchange. I'm sorry it could not even be more dynamic. And I'm very sorry that we're not all sitting together, but next time, for sure, where we could also go out and have a coffee afterwards and continue the conversations. But let me just say, obviously, we understand, and Tlaleng is right, we mustn't be self-congratulatory about learning when it's clear that for decades we have not learned enough and we continue to make some of the same mistakes. None of this is particularly new. I think, you know, you have enabled us to focus a little bit more acutely on some of the underlying, some of the root causes that persist. But any recovery, and certainly our recovery that we hope will be a better, fairer, greener recovery, must be grounded in the full spectrum of all human rights: civil, political, economic, social, cultural. We will not distinguish. We will not leave people behind as we try to address this global crisis. And we still pray that we are going to be better prepared. And the Secretary General, and again, not because it's words, but I think we have committed to making our work based on a new social contract, a new global deal. We have now his blueprint, our common agenda, to make sure that inequalities and the rights to social protection, to health, to education, most of all, achieving, I think, the social justice outcomes that are promised in the Sustainable Development Goals. The goals are anchored in human rights. They promise to leave no one behind, and they aspire to social justice. And I think that's where we all have to be. It's a tall order, but we know that working with all of the stakeholders, all of you, supporting our member states to make the right decisions, as you've all said, at the right junctures, and hopefully taking on board the recommendations that come from the very rich discussion of this year's social forum will inform all of our efforts. So thank you to all the participants over the 2 days. Thank you, Chairperson, for allowing me to close and hand back to you with my appreciation on behalf of the whole office. Thank you very much.